Today's daf is Yud. We're going to start two lines from the bottom of Tet Amud Bet. We're in the middle of a whole bunch of sugyot all about tzedakah. As usual, the way I view these snippets of the rabbis is ways of trying to encourage people to do the mitzvah. And I think, in some communities, tzedakah seems to be very easily done. But I think in other places, especially where people's means are not so, financial means aren't so easy, I think tzedakah is a very complicated mitzvah. It's hard to figure out, how can I give of myself money when I need it for my family? And I think that the rabbis were struggling with that. And I think that these sugyot can be viewed in the light of how can we encourage people to give tzedakah. And for that, their general tactic is let's bring psukim, let's bring scare tactics, let's bring reward tactics, all the rewards that you will get. And different people had different approaches about how to do it. But I think the underlying motivation is really the same. Okay, we're going to start with Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi amar, kol ha-regil ha-asot tzedakah zoche. There's a word, one second. Where is it? Sot tzedakah. It's not there. It's the Bach. One second. Kol ha-regil ha-asot tzedakah havyan lo banim. Right. It's without the word zoche. It doesn't make sense to say zoche havyanan. Right. It's havyan lo banim ba'alei chokhma ba'alei osher ba'alei agadah. Okay, now we're going to translate what these three things are and how you know that if you do tzedakah, you will have sons that are smart, wealthy, and balei agadah. They're going to say those are people who give drashot. Balei chokhmah dichtiv yimtza chayim balei osher. Yimtza chayim. Okay, it says, Rashi tells us, it says, gabei chokhmah, it says, ki motza matza chayim. Okay, and therefore, Chayim is Baalei Chochmah, and right, so how do they get it from if you do tzedakah? Right, having the Manim Chachamim. Right, you'll have Chayim. One sec. Right, we're going to see in a minute. It's based on this Pasuk. Where's the Pasuk? Right. It's based on this pasuk from Mishlei that I think the Gemara quoted earlier. Right. It quoted it earlier. That was the issue. If you look, if you have the Torah or it's number 10, it's a Mishlei Kafalev Kafalev. So those who do tzedakah v'chesed will find chayim, tzedakah, and kavod. So now we're going to say, how do you know that these are, what is chayim? Chayim is, right, all those who search for God, which is chokhmah, have chayim. So that's chayim. Balei osher dechtiv tzedakah. Okay, so balei osher, they're going to say because it's yimtza chayim tzedakah v'kavod. So the tzedakah word refers to balei osher because what does that mean? They'll have enough money they can give tzedakah. And balei agadah dechtiv v'kavod because the balei agadah are very respected in their communities because they give drashot. Dichtiv v'chavod, right? That's the end of that pasuk, v'chavod. K'tiv ha'chav v'chavod, u'chtiv ha'tam, how do we know that this kavod refers to the balei agadah? K'tiv ha'tam, kvod chachamim yinchalu. Okay, that the kavod of the chachamim, they will inherit, right? The chachamim will inherit kavod. So therefore, those who give the drashot, right? You could have said this about the balei chokhmah, but somehow they distinguish between the balei chokhmah and the balei agadah. They will get kavod. So again, this is, you'll have children that are the following things, right? People always are concerned about their children. So again, that's the encouragement to give tzedakah. Okay, next one. Tanya. Haya Rabbi Meir Omer, yesh lo labal adin lahashivcha v'lomar lecha. Okay, here we're going to get to a whole different sugya. It's about tzedakah, but this is going to lead to a discussion between Rabbi Akiva and Tornus Rufus, who was a Roman general or something, a Roman, what?
General.
So, Haya Rabbi Meir Omer. Yesh lo labal adin lashivcha. If someone tries to respond to you, meaning a non-Jew comes and says to you, im Eloheichem ohev aniyim hu, mipnei ma'ino mefarnesan. Right? Classic question. If God, right, loves aniyim, then why doesn't he take care of them, right? How could there be an imperfect world, basically? If your God is so powerful, how could there possibly be poverty? And more low, here's what you should answer him. Kadesha nitzol anu midina shel gehenom. It's to save us, the people who can give tzedakah, right? By giving tzedakah, it saves us from Gehenna. And now that's a lead into the story between Rabbi Akiva, which is the exact question the Torah Nesufos asked Rabbi Akiva, and the answer that Rabbi Akiva gave. We're going to see it. Bezo she'ela sha'al Torah Nesufos harasha et Rabbi Akiva. Im Elohechem ochev aniyim hu, mipnei mayin o mefarnesan, amar lei, kedei she'nisol anu medina shel gehenom. Okay, so far, same question, same answer. Now, the interesting thing about this, by the way, is just before we go on, in a different, I think it's actually in the Tanchuma, if I remember correctly, but there's another story. It might be in the Gemara, I can't remember now. I looked it up, but I forget where it's from. There's another story with Tornus Rufus and Rabbi Akiva, where Tornus Rufus asks him, what about Brit Milah? If you're supposed to, right, the oral is bad, so why does God create you that way? Okay? So, and Rabbi Akiva answers in the same kind of way, right? It's our job to perfect, right? It's the same. What's going on here really is that, you know, why does God create imperfection? And the answer is because it's our job, l'taken et ha'olam. So then he says, mipnema, amarle. So Tornus Rufus says back to him, adraba, zoshem achaivtan l'gehenom. He's basically making them go to Gehenom. Zosh Mechayv Tan LeGehenom means...
Giving charity is what makes you, is condemns you to be punished.
Ah, right. Right. That's what he means. Right. By you giving charity, shouldn't you be punished for that? Em Sholacha Mashal, here goes the Mashal, and now you'll understand. Lema Dabar Dome. Lemelech Basar Vadam Sheka'az Alavdo V'chavsho B'Veit Asurim. So if God, you know, it's like a king. He gets angry and he puts the guy in jail. Right? He commands nobody should feed or drink, give this person drink. Right? So what do you think the king's going to do when some guy goes and feeds him? Right?
It's a question of how you view our existence in the world to begin with.
Yes.
The philosophy is we're here as a reward or we're here as punishment.
Why?
Because if being here is like being in jail.
No, the point is, with the way it works is like this. If God put these aniyim in a situation where he didn't want to give them food and drink,
right,
make
he's punishing them.
He's punishing them. And therefore, if he's punishing them, then who are you to go give the guy food? Right? And as you're saying, God creates an imperfect world so we can perfect it. But I'm saying it's the opposite, right? According to Tornus Rufus. God obviously wanted to punish them and said no one should feed him. And you go feed him, you're going against the king's command. And you're avadim that are going against what God said. Shneimar ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim. Okay, so therefore you're avadim of God, and therefore he's actually, okay, I read an article on the portal Daf Hayomi. It didn't say who wrote it. I'd love to say it, Shmo, but didn't see. But what he says is that, what's this ketah? It's a little bit strange, this last line. What's the relevance of you being avadim? Okay, we'll see in the next ketah a little bit more of the relevance, because according to Rabbi Akiva, he says we're banim. But according to him saying you're avadim, he's basically saying you're all like the aniyim. Now, it's not true, because we're not all like the aniyim, right? Only the aniyim of the Jewish people are aniyim, not all the Jews. But he's basically calling all the Jews avadim. And according to this article, he was saying that part of the argument between them had to do with the shiabud of the Romans over the Jews. And that he's saying, look, the Tornus Rufus is saying, look, God put us here, just accept it. Don't fight against us. Don't try to rebel, because it's God's decree. And you're avadim of God, and go, you know, if he wanted us to be in charge, and Rabbi Akiva obviously was saying, no, this was a punishment, but we have to overcome it. And that's our job, l'taken. So I think that line makes a little more sense, because all of a sudden he's calling all the Jews avadim, and you're like the Eved that was put in Beit Asurim. And that's, I guess, what you were saying, Ruth, is that it's our whole existence is, you know, according to this, it's about, you know, basically the structure of the Beit HaMikdash, etc. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva answers back, Em sholach ha-mashal, ma davar domeh. L'melech basar v'adam sheka'as al b'no. Not on his Eved, but his son. B'chavsho b'veit ha-suim, b'tziva alav shelo l'achilo v'shelo l'ashkoto. Now, what's the difference between your son and your Eved? Obviously, you have rachmanut more on your son. V'alach adam acha v'chilo v'ishkau, k'sheshama ha-melech, lo dorom m'shagir lo, right? Wouldn't he send him a gift for taking care of his son and not letting his son die because of his decree? V'anan kriyim banim, we're called sons of God. D'chtiv banim atem la'ashem alokechem. Okay, we're the sons of God. Amar lo, so what does Tornus Rufus answer him? Atem kruyim banim v'kruyin avadim. You're called both, actually. So how does he answer the contradiction? Right, the classic Gemara answer to a contradiction, right? Tornus Rufus has it in his head. Bizman sh'atem osim ritzono shel makom, atem kruyim banim. Bizman she'en atem osim ritzono shel makom, atem kruyim avadim. Ve'achshav, and where are we obviously now according to Torah Shufos? Ein atem osim ritzono shel makom, and therefore you're kriyim avadim, and therefore God really doesn't have any rachmanut on you, and right, and again, if you connect it to the Romi, mashal, that's basically what he's saying. If you stick with the pshat, he's basically saying, well, you know, you're called avadim, and therefore any impoverished people among you are avadim, and God really wants to punish them, and by you feeding them, you're basically rebelling against God. Amar lo, so here's Rabbi Akiva, right? Obviously, he's not going to get the last word in. Tortoise Rufus, what does Rabbi Akiva say? Harei omer halo paros l'ra'ev lachmecha v'aniyim merudim tavi bayit. Okay, what does this mean? Give to the hungry bread, and aniyim merudim tavi bayit. What does that mean? The way that, you know, there were a few different translations of this, but one of them was that aniyim merudim are the non-Jewish authorities are going to come tavi bayit. They're going to come to your house to collect taxes. So what does he say? E matai aniyim merudim tavi bayit. When was that going on? Ha'idna. That's what we see right now, right? That the non-Jewish government, the Malchut Romi, is coming to our house to take taxes. They're in charge of us, basically. V'kamar, and it says in that pasuk, halo paros l'rev lachmecha. So what do you see? It's still a mitzvah to give tzedakah, even when the enemy is in charge of us. Okay, and that's how Rabbi Akiva ends the story. Okay, this is also, besides what I said in the very beginning about it getting at the importance of the mitzvah of tzedakah, this is getting back to theology about how could it be that we have poor people in our midst, and how is that? Darash Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Shalom, kishem shemazonotav shel adam ktsuvim l'meirosh hashana, kach hasronotav shel adam ktsuvim l'meirosh hashana. Zacha halo paros l'rev lachmecha, lo zacha v'aniyim merudim tavi bayit. So now we're connecting with that same pasuk we just saw, which he makes a drasha that says like this. Everything's determined from the beginning of the year. Okay, we'll see Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur become interchangeable here, which actually happens in a bunch of sukkah. Okay, it means from the beginning of the year, whether it's, you know, the end of the beginning of the year is Yom Kippur, right? So we're going to see in a minute something about Yom Kippur. Some people have issues with the girsa. Maybe it's not Rosh Hashanah, maybe it's Yom Kippur, maybe it's... But I think really, all in all, it means the same thing. So just like how much food you're going to have, also what your, you know, your negative attributes are also determined. In other words, what's like bad things that might happen to you, what you're going to be missing will also be determined from the beginning. So if you're zoche, then you'll be able to give money to the poor people. If you're not zoche, then you're going to end up having to pay taxes to the authorities.
Well, you possibly will be one of the poor people who needs the charity.
So that's not how they describe it, because you'll see in a minute. Kihad b'nei achtei de Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Now we're going to have a story, okay, the children of Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. With this story, you'll see, it's not exactly comparable, because this story doesn't talk about were they zoche or were they not zoche. But what this talks about is that your money either goes to charity or it goes to the tax authorities of the non-Jews. So what happened in this story? Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, he had a bunch of nephews, and Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai chazulei lehu b'chalma, he saw in a dream about the nephews, debau lemichzar sheva mea dinarei. He saw that they were going to lose 700 dinarim in this year. Asinu, he forces them, you remember the term get me'useh, force get? Asinu, he forces them, shakal minayu litzdakai, basically encourages them, you could say, to give all their money to tzedaka. Okay? As he saw that the money was going to be taken away, he said, better let it go to tzedakah, and they'll have nothing left to be taken away. Pushka bayu shivsar dinari. So they're left at the end of the year with 17 dinarim. Kimate mala yoma de kippura. Whenever Yom Kippur comes of the following year, because this was a gzerah for the year, shadur de bei kesar. The bei kesar comes and sends and takes away their money. Naktinu. They take it. They take their money. Amar lehu Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai says to them, "Lo titchalun, don't be worried." Okay, it's unclear to me 100% what the worry is, but I think the worry is that they're going to come back looking for more, and we don't have any more. So he said, right, because obviously they should be a little worried that they're left with no money. Okay, but he says, "Don't worry." Shiv sar dinare gabaychu shaklinhu minaychu. In other words, the 17 dinarim that you had, they took, and that's it. They're not going to take any more. Amrulei minayadat. How do you know? Amar lehu, chal mechazeh lehu. I saw it in a dream that all your money was going to be taken away. And that's why, right? That's why I made you give all your money to tzedakah, so that most of it would end up going to tzedakah. Amar leh, v'amaylo amartlan, dinitvinu. Why didn't you tell us then that that's why you wanted us to give it to tzedakah? Amar lehu, right? Because in other words, what happened? He kind of pushed them into it, but he didn't explain to them why. Amar lehu amina ki hechi de ta'avdu mitzvah lishma. I wanted you to do the mitzvah for the sake of giving tzedakah, and not because you knew that there was some other motive. And here we see that it's not only giving your money to tzedakah, but it's your motivation that's important also. Okay, that's a side thing we're learning from the story. Obviously, they brought the story to show that your money's either going to go, right? This is a very extreme story because most people, it's not all their money, right? But it was zacha, you're going to be able to give tzedakah. Lo zacha, you're going to give your money to the authorities. And basically, these people gave to both, right? Whatever they could give to tzedakah, they gave to tzedakah. Whatever they did, and for whatever reason, right? It's not clear here why they left over 17 dinari. Maybe they left for themselves, although in the end, they were left with nothing, which is, right, but they didn't know that. Okay, Rav Papa have a salik vidarga. Rav Papa was walking. Okay, if we're talking about now, right, reward and punishment and you know that theme. Here goes another one. Rav Papa was going up a ladder. Ish tamit kare. One of the rungs fell as he was climbing up. By lemepel, he was about to fall. Amar hashtakeni chayev mandisanele kemachalale shabatotuko ovdei avada kochavim. Now I'm going to be chayav. Okay, he says those who hate me, which is really a way of saying himself. Okay, we've seen this kind of. But what he's saying is, now I'm going to be mechayev like mechalalei shabbatot and odei avdach rabin that are chayev in skila. What happens to the people who get skila? If you don't remember this, we're going to get to it in Sanhedrin. They throw them off from a high place first, and then they stone them. So he's about to fall from a high place, right? He's Rav Papa. What does he think about? Oh, he has this image of skila. Okay, he's thinking of the halacha. He's got the halachic man, right? He's thinking of skila. Amar lechi abarav midifti leRav Papa. Shema ani bali atcha velo parnasato. Maybe is it possible that an ani came to your house and you didn't give him money? If you recall, a few dapim ago, I can't remember how many, but one or two, there was a story about Rav Papa who didn't give the money. He said, you're not supposed to give money to the poor people when they come to your door, right? Or if they're mechazer al ha-ptachim, then you're not, if they knock on people's doors, then you're not supposed to give them the kupat tzedakah. The guy came to Rav Papa and he wouldn't give him the money. And then people said, oh, well, if you don't give him the money, people are, right? If you wouldn't give him the money from the kupat tzedakah, so people are going to think that they shouldn't give money at the door. So and then he's going to have nothing. So, right. So, what do you see here? It was unclear whether he actually gave him something of his own or he didn't. The whole story was a little bit unclear. But anyway, it seems to be referring back to that story. It's possible you didn't be mefrenes this honey. To tell you, Rabbi Shobin Korchomer, kol ha-ma'alim eino min tzedakah ki'ilu obed avodat kochavim. Okay, here again, scare tactic, right? If you're ma'alim eino min tzedakah, you don't give people. It's as if you're worshiping avodah zarah, which is obviously one of the high up ones. K'tiv hacha, how do we get this? He shamer lecha pen yiyeh davar im levavcha bilyal. That's if you don't lend money to poor people. Uktiv ha'atam in ir anidacha yetzu anashim b'nei bilyal. So what do you see? The same term. Mal halan oved avodat kochavim. Avodat kochavim. Afkan avodat kochavim. Okay, and that's how they make the connection. Tanya Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi. Kol tzedakah v'chesed sh'Yisrael osim ba'olam hazeh. Shalom gadol u'praklitin gdolin bein Yisrael aviyen shebashamayim. Any tzedakah v'chesed that Yisrael do in this world creates like a praklitut, what?
A hallway or passage.
No, that's a traklina. Praklitut is a prosecution, right? Or here, it's the idea is it's making a connection between. It's going to make shalom, you know, using like an advocate. It's good, that's the word. It's an advocate between Yisrael and Avihen Shebashamayim. Shneamar, Komar Hashem Al Tavo Beit Marzeach. Don't go to a Beit Avel. Va'al Teilech Lispod. Va'al Tanud Lahem. Okay, don't mourn for these people. Okay, this is, I think, from Yirmiyahu, right? Yeah, it's from Yirmiyahu. He says, don't mourn for these people because I'm no longer giving my shalom to them. So chesed, zog, you know, it's because of they haven't been doing chesed and rachamim. Chesed zog milu chesedim, rachamim zog tzedakah. So basically God's saying, I'm going to take away my shalom from them, which proves that if they do shalom, if they do tzedakah, then they'll get shalom between them and God. Tanya, Rabbi, I don't remember all these Rashi Tevot, who this is. What?
Yehuda.
Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Gedolat tzedakah shemekarevet et ha-geula. Brings the geula, shneamar, Komar Hashem shimru mishpap asu tzedakah, ki krova yeshuati lavo v'tzidkati lihigalot. Okay, so the connection between the Yeshua and the tzedakah. Huaya Omer, by the way, the word tzedakah doesn't always mean tzedakah as charity, but they're using all these terms of tzedakah. Basically, this is a way of going through the Torah and taking, you know, the Tanakh and taking all the men, I don't know all, but many of the mentions of the word tzedakah, which obviously comes up a ton, especially in the Nevi'im, where righteousness was always a big struggle with the people. That was one of the issues. They weren't being righteous. And then they're basically darshaning from there into, you know, how we can learn about tzedakah from here. Huaya Omer. Here's a very interesting line. Asara dvarim kashim nivru ba'olam. Har kasheh. Okay? So a har is a very strong thing. But barzel mechatcho. But if you take barzel iron, you can cut it. Barzel kasheh or mefapo, right? But you take something strong like barzel and you can basically melt it down with fire. Or kasheh, right? This sounds a little like chagadya, right? Fire is difficult. Mayim mechabin, right, is hard or strong. Mayim mechabin oto, right? But you can take water and wash it away. Mayim kashim. Avim sovelim otam, but the clouds can actually carry them. Okay? Avim kashim, the clouds are, you know, strong. Ruach mefazartam, but the wind can come and blow them away. Ruach kasheh, the wind is very strong. Guf sovlo, but the body can handle it. Remember we saw this whole thing about that the ruach is what causes all the disease. That we don't know those interpretations. What causes all the disease? The ruach. Here it basically seems that no, but the guf can handle it. Guf kasheh. Here's a great one. Pachad shovro. Right. You can have a very strong body, but if you're fearful, that's going to be the end of you. Pachad kasheh. Okay. Yayin mifigo. Wine can take away your fears. Yayin kasheh. Sheina mefachta. Right. You can get drunk, but you can sleep it off. Umita kashami kulam. Okay, now here, it's interesting. They don't make the Shena and Mita. People say Shena is 1/60th of death. And they're basically connecting here, Shena and Mita, as if they're the same. Okay, and then they say, so what's the worst of everything that, you know, you would think can't really be broken? Death, right? Obviously. But what do they say now? Utsdaka matzelet min amita. Dechiv utsdaka tatzil mimavet. Okay, and because of that pasuk, tzdaka tatzil mimavet, right, which is obviously a pasuk of Mishlei. So, staka can save from death, and therefore, of all the difficult, right, the strong things in the world, staka is stronger than everything else. Okay? It's a nice image, all those, right? It's all about, you know, if you're strong and powerful. We're going to see also another sugya later today where it talks about, you know, things that look strong maybe aren't so strong. Okay, I was thinking also a silly thing of rocks, paper, scissors, shoot, you know. Okay. Darash Rabbi Dostai Rabbi Yana. Bo re'e shalok midat hakadosh baruch hu midat basar v'dam. Midat basar v'dam, adam evi doron gadol lamelech, safek mekablin oto imenu, safek e mekablin oto imenu, right? You bring a gift to a king, not clear whether he'll accept it from you. V'im tim tzalomar mekablin oto imenu, even if he accepts the gift from you, safek, right? This is very relevant for current events, right? Netanyahu and all the gifts, okay? Anyway, Safek, right? In here, they don't necessarily talk about taking a gift if a powerful king is such a bad thing. But anyway, and even if you would accept it, safek or epnei melech, safek eimor epnei melech, right? Just because you give him a gift doesn't necessarily mean he's going to see you. Bakadosh baruch hu eino ken. Adam notem pruta la'ani, zocher mekabel pnei ha-shechina. Okay, here we get a further benefit of tzedakah. You can see the shechina. Shenemar, ani betzedek echazeh panecha, esba'a bahakitz tmunatecha. Okay, we're going to explain this pasuk, right? With tzedakah, basically, again, but tzedek is not righteousness, it's with tzedakah. I can see your face. Esba'a, I will be satiated with looking at your picture. Rabbi Elazar yai prutalani v'hadar matzle. So based on this pasuk, what would he do? He would give tzedakah and he would go straight away to pray to God. Because it's basically saying, with tzedakah, I will see your face. So what does it mean to see your face, right? No one sees the face of God. It means you should go daven. Amar dechtiv ani betzedek chazeh panecha. My esba'a ba'kitz tmunatecha. What about the second part of that pasuk? What does it mean? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Eilu talmidei chachamim shemenadedim shena me'enehem ba'olam hazeh, v'kadosh baruch hu masbi'am miziv ha'shechina la'olam haba. Esba'a ba'kitz tmunatecha means you'll see God's image in the olam haba. Okay? V'hakitz is to be awake. So the point is the talmidei chachamim who stay awake, learning Torah all the time, God will let them see his tmuna in olam haba. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my dechtiv, malve Hashem chonein dal. Okay, here's a strange pasuk. God is the, right, malve Hashem, somewhat, or let's reverse the pasuk really, off of these pasukim are supposed to be read the reverse. Someone who's chonein dal becomes the malve of God. He becomes like, and what does that mean in really simple terms? God owes him, right? Which is basically what we've been saying, right, that God's going to give him some sort of reward. So in a sense, you could call it that God owes him. So the Gemara is going to say, Rabbi Yochanan is going to say, Il malei mikrak tiv, if the pasuk hadn't said this, Yehoshar lo omro. Right? Because why? Kiv yachol, evet lova li ish malve. There's a pasuk which says that the love is work, right? He works. He's an eved. He's subjugated to the malve. And how could we God forbid, say that God is subjugated to us, if we say Zamava. So he's saying, well, it's true the Pasuk says this. If the Pasuk hadn't said this, we never would have been able to say this on her own. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Rabbi Yochanan, okay, now here's a strange, there's all different problems with the Girsa. It's a little bit confusing what's going on because the Sukkah is not exactly clear cut, but what's going on. Some people say there's a contradiction. I'm going to explain it, that there's not really a contradiction without the words Rami that appears in parentheses, which means really you should take it out. Rabbi Yochanan brings these two psukim, okay, but not that they necessarily contradict each other, more like what's the point of having it repeated? Ptiv, lo yo'il hom v'yom evra, u'tzdakat tzil mimavit. We're going to see this two psukim where tzdakat tzil mimavit is, okay? Money won't help you on the day of anger, and tzdakat will save you from death. Ptiv, lo yo'ilu otzrot resha. Okay, bad otzarot, which we're going to see, we're going to basically mean things that are stolen, okay, won't help you. Utzdaka tatzil mimavet. But giving tzedakah will save you from death. Shtei tzedakot halalu lama. Echat shemitzilto mimita meshuna, v'echat shemitzilto midina shel gehinom. Okay, one in this world, one in the next world, right? One from dying a strange death, and one from hell. Ve'ezo hi shemitzilto midina shel gehinom. When they talk about the final day of judgment, which we can say is like Gehenom, okay, they call it the Yom Evra, and therefore the pasuk that said Lo Yoyilhom Bi Yom Evra is the one that's saying that tzedakah will save you from Gehenom. Now then they say Ve'ezo hi shemitziltomi mita mishuna. Here's where the Girsa gets strange, because you would think they're going to say the other pasuk, but that's not what they say. And also, why would they bother telling you that? Obviously, if one pasuk is that, then the other pasuk is that. So anyway, they're going to go now in a bit of a different direction. They're going to basically say, what is this tzedakah that you give? They're going to basically assume there's two different types of tzedakah that you can give. What's the one that's going to save you from mitash mishuna? And they answer, notna ve'eno yodea lemi notna. Notla ve'eno yodea mimi notla. Okay, the best tzedakah is put money in a tzedakah box where you don't know where it's going and the person doesn't know who it's coming from. Okay, that's the best, the highest form of tzedakah. Ve'eni odea leminotna, okay, the part where it says you don't know who you're giving it to is lafuke mi de mar ukva, to say not like the case of mar ukva. Okay, there's a Gemara in Ketubot, Daf Samach Zayin, that we learned, which if you look in Rashi, he quotes the Gemara about, we're going to refer to both Rav Ukva and Rabbi Abba, it's really Mar Ukva. Rashi calls him Rav Ukva, but usually it's called Mar Ukva and Rabbi Abba. If you look in Rashi, the second line, Masechet Tubot, Mar Ukva havashadi la'aniya d'shebevuta, he would give to the poor people, a poor person in his town, kol yoma arba'a zuzei b'tzinora d'dasha. He would put it like in a, tzinora is like a pipe, but you know, like in a mailbox or something. He would stick it by outside his house. So the ani never knew who he was giving it to. However, he knew who he was, right? He knew who he was giving it to. The ani didn't know who was giving it to him. Rabbi Abba, and skip a few more words, Rabbi Abba have a tzayer besudre v'shade la'achore. He would put, he would wear one of those sticks, you know, like the Meraglim had with a little bundle in the back. He would put the money in the back and the Aniyim would take it. So he wouldn't know who was taking it from him, but they knew who they were getting it from. So that's why they're going to say it's la'fuke midimar ukva and notzla ve'no yodem imi notzla. Right? If he takes it, he doesn't know from who he's getting it from, is lafuke mi de Rabbi Abba. So to say that they did tzedakah, which was great, but they didn't do the highest level tzedakah. Ve'ela hechi li'avid, so what should you do? I already told you this. Leitiv la'anarki shel tzedakah. That's the best way. Put it in a tzedakah box, and that way you won't know. So now we're going to have a question. Meitivei, here's the banim scharim. Okay. Ma yaseh adam v'yula banim scharim. What should a person do in order to have male children? Okay, this was another thing that comes up in the Gemara. We've seen this theme. The importance of male children. Obviously, everybody needs female children if you want to, you know, also have more male children. But it was still considered a big zchut to have male children. Rabbi Elazar omer, yifazer ma'otav la'aniim. You should give poor people money. Rabbi Yeshua omer, yisamach ishto lidvar mitzvah. Okay, this is a very interesting machloka between the two. Okay, you should basically get your wife in a good mood before having sexual relations. Okay, I'll go with two ways of seeing this. Some people think this is a physiological thing. Because if she, how do they explain exactly?
They say discharge.
Right, if she discharges first, then you'll have a boy. That was some belief they had. Okay, that's one way of looking at it. I'll give you another interpretation of mine in a minute. Rabbi Elazar, Ben Yaakov, Amir Lo Yitain Adam Prutala Arnakish Al Tzedaka Ela and Kem Emunela Rabbi Chananya Ben Chardion. Okay, now this is obviously the line that we wanted to bring. This contradicts, because what does it say? You shouldn't just give to a tzedaka box because you don't know who's in charge of it, right? Unless it's someone's Memunela Rabbi Chananya Ben Chardion. Then you give to a tzedaka box, but otherwise, don't give to a tzedaka box. Not a good way of giving because you don't know who's in charge of the money. Okay, before we go on, maybe we'll just here. We'll go on one more line. We'll answer the contradiction. Ki kamrinan dimemane alav ki Rabbi Chananya ben Tradion. In other words, they're saying, yeah, well, when they said it, they meant give it to someone who, right, who's trustworthy. Kupat tzedakah that's trustworthy. Okay, I want to go back to these other two things that the Gemara says. If we talk about this way that the rabbis were trying to get people to do things, right? So if we view it the way I started this year, which is that the rabbis had a particular way of telling people, this is how we want you to, you know, these are things that are important to us. So if you want to have banim scharim, this is what you should do, right? So you could look at the two different interpretations, the first two as, right, because the third one is a little bit different than the other two. The other two is really saying, what gives you banim scharim? So either giving money to tzedakah or having sexual relations a particular way, right? Having your wife be happy before sexual relations. So one could be a metaphysical, right? Giving tzedakah gives you merits, which basically does that, right? Yisamach ishto is a physiological answer, right? You can have banim scharim if you get the physiological issue straight. Okay, that's one way of reading it. I have a little difficulty with that reading. I actually think that, and we'll connect this with sigas we see later on, but there's a whole agenda among the rabbis, not all of them, but there's definitely a track among the rabbis to try to stress the importance of a man making his wife happy in sexual relations. And I think that it's a very powerful sugya. If you look at all the different sugyot about it, we'll get to it later on in Shas. But I think that the rabbis had a particular agenda besides, why is this here? Because it has to do with tzedakah. And as opposed, right, one guy said, well, give tzedakah. The other one said, make your wife happy before having sex. And I think that the rabbis were actually very forthcoming in this. You know, we all know in the world there's a lot of, especially in those days, the way men treated women in sexual relations was very much for their own pleasure and not necessarily looking at the wife's perspective. And we talked about this with a man is a chi of ona to his wife, right? She doesn't have chi of ona to him. He has a chi of ona to her. He has to give her sexual relations when she wants them. And I think this is another sugya leading in that direction of trying to show the importance of it, and what better place to talk about it than, oh, well, this is how you'll have banim scharim, right? And there's obviously connected sexual relations leading to that, not in a physiological way, but again, more like a metaphysical way. If you treat your wife properly, then you'll get what you want. You know, it's sort of in that. And again, not that that's really going to give you, they didn't think they had the answer to what makes you have boys or girls, but that they were trying to, again, encourage people to do things that they thought were important. Okay. Amar Rabbi Avahu, Amar Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Bamet Harum Keren Yisrael. How are the Jews going to look great in the eyes of the other nations? Amar Lo, Bekitisa, right? That's giving money, right? When they gave them a chatzir shekel, okay, which is also considered, right, giving tzedakah. Va'amar Rabbi Avahu, Shalu et Shlomo ben David, Ad hechan kocha shel tzedakah. Rabbi Avahu additionally said that they asked Shlomo HaMelech, how far does the koch of tzedakah go? Look at what my father David said in Tehillim. Pazer natan laniim, tzidkato omed elad, karno tarum bechavod. Right? If you give tzedakah to aniim, then right, your keren will be tarum bechavod. Rabbi Abba Amar Mehacha, he says from a different pasuk. Hur muromim yishkon, mitzadot tzlaim miskabo, lachmo natan memav ne'emanim. So he understands this pasuk like this. Humeromim yishkon, he will sit above on high. Mitzadot tzlaim miskavo, the fortress, a rock fortress will be his protection. Okay, it sounds like it's talking about God, but he's saying this talking about a person. Who's going to be very protected? The one who lachmo natan memav ne'emanim. Okay, he gave bread and he gave water in a trustworthy manner. Matam, so here's how he explains it. Matam, meromim yishkom mitzadot tzlaim iskabo. What's the reason why you're going to sit on high and have a lot of protection around you? Mishum delachmon etan umamav ne'emanim. Okay, because he gave tzedakah. Amar Rabbi Abav, shalu et Shlomo, ezehu ben olam abasa. If we're already asking Shlomo questions, he continues in this other vein. We ask Shlomo, who's going to get olam abba? Amar lahem, kol shekenegetz kenav kavod. It's someone who's a zakeim, basically. That's going to give him the kavod that he's going to get in Olam Haba. Ki hadi Yosef reit Rav Yoshua chalash. Okay, here's a story that we can see this. Yosef, the son of Rav Yoshua, got weak. Ingud, he fainted. Now, when you faint, what happens? It's almost like you died. Okay, so Amar le'avu, amai chazit. They said, what did you see when you fainted? Okay, right? It's like you got a glimpse into what the afterlife is going to be. Amar le, olam hafuch ra'iti. Here I said we were going to get to this. I saw an olam hafuch. Elyonim lamata v'tachtonim lamala. In other words, the world was flipped. All the people in this world that were up and high and respected were not in the world that I saw. And the reverse, right? All the people we're going to explain in a second. What he meant was, right, the rich people that had all the kavod in this world were at the bottom. And the poor people who had nothing were at the top. Okay, you'll see in a minute why it seems clear it's talking about rich and poor. Amar le, olam barur ra'ita. He said, you actually saw a very clear world. And then he says to him, okay, so, okay, again, you saw this very clear world, okay, says his father, right, who didn't see the episode. So he says, Va'anan hechan chazitinan, and where were we in this? Okay, the chachamim. That's why it can't be like the chachamim were low, because he's going to say, where were the chachamim in this world? Amar le, ki hechad chashvinan hacha chashvinan hatam. Just like we were here, that's like we were there. In other words, we were well respected here, we were well respected there. I just wanted to point out, Seth pointed out to me that there was in the 1880s, you need to be a historian of Jewish history to know this, in the 1880s in America, when the Americans, right, when all the people from Europe came over to America, or not all, but many, one of the rabbis called it an olam hafuch, like he viewed America as a total olam hafuch, like that's how he viewed it, and he quoted this sugya, and he wrote a whole book about it. And he said many of the rabbis quoted him all the time about this image of the olam hafuch ra'iti. It comes from this sugya. Okay. Of course, it's different because, right, that's a good example of people quoting things out of context, right? He didn't think that was a positive thing, right? In the end, he says the olam hafuch is dafka the olam barur. He viewed it as this is a total olam hafuch, like what's going on here. Okay. V'shamati shayu omrim, and then he continues with all sorts of things he saw up in heaven. Shamati shayu omrim ashrei mi shaba lakam v'talmudo biyado. Okay, those who come up and remember their Torah, they're the ones who are in good shape. V'shamati shayu omrim harugei malchut ein kol briya yichola lamo b'mchitzatan. Okay, those who died for the, right, like the asara harugei malchut and others like that, right, anyone who dies for the malchut, dies al kiddush Hashem, right, that's the greatest. So then they say, maninu, ilema rabbi akiva v'chavei rav, right, if you're talking about the asara harugei malchut or however many they are, you know that's just a number, right, but like a poetic number, but there were obviously many. So mishum arugei malchut v'tu lo, that's what gives them their zchut because they died on kiddush Hashem. Rabbi Akiva had many zchuyot in addition to having died by kiddush Hashem. So what do they say? They say pshita, right? B'lav hachinami, right? Even without that, he would have been great. So ela harugei lo, they say, must be talking about harugei lo. Rashi says these are lulianos and papus, which were brothers. They were killed. Some of you could see the nusach in Rashi. It says tornifus, but maybe it wasn't tornifus. But he was killed by these people were killed by the Russians, and they weren't necessarily big talmidei chachamim. Okay, because the daughter of the Kesar was killed, and they thought it was the Jews, and they blamed these two guys. Tanya, Amar lahem Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai l'Talmidav. Okay, so now we're going to have this story or a question. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai is going to ask his Talmidim, and we're going to have a bunch of different answers to it. Banai Maush Amar Katuv. Okay, my sons, he calls the students. What does the pasuk say when it says? Okay, there's a problematic pasuk. We're going to translate it in a bunch of different ways. Stakat tiromein goy. Okay, I'm going to read it in one way. We'll see later. There's other ways of reading it, of punctuating it. Stakat tiromein goy. Okay, the staka will make the nation great, which is obviously talking about the Jewish people. Everyone's going to agree on that. The chesed leumim chatat. It's a very strange pasuk. Right, the chesed of the nations will be sin. Right, that doesn't make sense. The chesed should go with sin, right? And who the leumim, right? They're obviously, if the goy is the Jewish people, then the leumim are the non-Jewish people. So, first answer. Anar Rabbi Eliezer v'amar tzedakat romeim goy elu Yisrael. That's Israel. How do we know that the goy is Israel? Dichtiv, and everyone's going to agree with this. Everyone's answer is going to start with this line. Umi kam chai Yisrael goy echa ba'aretz, right? Who is like your nation? Israel, who is a goy echa ba'aretz, so they're called goy. B'chesed leumim chatat, here's going to be some disturbing sugiyot. Kol tzedakah v'chesed shumot ovdei kochavim osim, chet hu lahem. Any tzedakah v'chesed that they do will be a chet. Okay, it's a bad thing for them. Why? We're going to see now three different reasons why. The first one is, she'enam osim ela lihitgadel bo. They're only doing it to make themselves better. כמו שנאמר, די להבה מהקריבין נוכחין לאלה השמיה, ומצליין לחיים מלכה ובנוי. ובנוי ודעביד. Okay, ובנוי. That's the end of the pasuk. This is saying, okay, this is from, I think this is from Daryavish, right? But they're, no, but it's
It's about Daryavish,
right? It's from Ezra. There is no book Daryavish. It's from Ezra, and it's about Daryavish. When he told them to help rebuild the Beit HaMikdash, what did he say? So that they could be makriv nichochim lala deshmaya, and they'll be praying l'chaye malka ubenoho. In other words, what's his point? That they'll pray for my life and the life of my sons. By the way, I was at a shiva house last night, and the husband of the person who passed away was telling me a story that they would travel to Morocco this year together. And they got to the shul in Hanukkah, and the rabbi got up and started talking about the fact that they're going to now start giving this special tefillah for the health of the king of Morocco. And there was a whole story about how, I didn't understand all the details, but apparently someone had rebuilt the shul and renovated it, and basically somehow a lot of the history had been wiped out of the community based on some renovation that was done, and it was a mistake, and the guy felt bad. And basically the king of Morocco heard about it and called the shul and said, "What can I do to help?" And they said, "Well, we lost all this, you know, stuff." And he said this. So the king said, "I'm going to start putting up signs all over." You know, he gave money for them to put up all signs about people. And I didn't get all the details. And then he said, "But listen, I'm sick with some disease, and I want you to pray for me. I've heard that the Jewish prayers are very powerful, and I want you to pray for me." So I said, "Wow, it's right here, right? This is it." So okay, so there you see, it's ulterior motives. Udaavid hachi lav tzedakah gemurah, right? And if you do this, that's not tzedakah gemurah. V'hatanya haomer sela zel tzedakah b'shvil shiyuchyu banai, or b'shvil she'ezkeh l'olam haba, harei zeh tzedakah mor. But wait a minute. There's a braita that says, if you say, "I'm giving this for tzedakah," right? How many times do we say, right, the kamalei rachamim even, right? We give tzedakah so that, right? That's ulterior motive, so to speak. So what do they answer? Lo kashya, that's why I said it's difficult. So kam b'Yisrael, kam bo v'kochavim. Okay, there's a difference between a Jew doing it and a non-Jew doing it. Okay, if a Jew does it, it's a good thing. If a non-Jew does it, it's not a good thing. Okay, complicated. Nane Rabbi Yeshua v'amar. Tzedakah, so here's our second answer. So he said, k'dei litgadel, but they're doing it for their own benefit. Right, that it should be better for them, right, that they people will pray for them, etc. Nane Rabbi Yeshua v'amar. Tzedakah romim goy elu Yisrael. Dechtiv umi kam chai Yisrael goy chad. בחסד לאומים חטאת, כל צדקה וחסד שאומות עובדי כוכבים עושים, חטאו להן, שאין עושים אלא כדי שתימשך מלכותן. They're concerned not about their own health and prosperity, but that their מלכות will continue, their rule will continue. שנאמר, להם מלכה מלכי ישפר עליך, this is from Daniel. Remember, we saw this. He says to Nebuchadnezzar, right? If you give tzedakah the aniim, remember this? For you, the melech, your malchut yishpar alecha, you'll be able to be a melech for longer. V'chatecha b'tzedaka pirog, right? You should basically redeem your chataim b'tzedaka by giving tzedaka. V'aviticha b'mechan aniecha, your avonot, you should trade in by helping the poor people. Mechan, right? L'chanein aniim. Hein t'ave'archa l'shavatech. And then your rule will have longer life. Okay, so there you have it. That's why they're doing it. That's why they're giving tzedaka, proof from Nebuchadnezzar. Na Rabban Gamliel v'Amar, tzedakatar, okay, third answer. Tzedakatar omen goy eli Yisrael, dechivu mikam chai Yisrael, chesed lumim chatad, kol tzedakah v'chesed, okay, here, chesed lumim chatad, kol tzedakah v'chesed sha'akum osim, chetu lahen, she'en osim elalit yehikeher bo. They're doing it to show off. V'chol ha'mityeher nofel b'genom, and anyone who's mityeher basically goes to genom. Shenemer, zed yahir, leit shmo. Someone who is yahir, right, is a show-off, is really a late, right, is a scorned,
scoffer.
What?
Scoffer.
A scoffer, okay. Oseh avirot evrat zadon. Ve'en evra ela gehenom. Here's our evra we saw before, right? Evra is gehenom. So here you see he's going to gehenom. Shenemar yom evra yom ahu. Amar Rabban Gamliel, but what's the problem? Rabban Gamliel didn't prove enough. What does he need? He's missing a pasuk that talks about tzedakah. This doesn't talk about tzedakah. It just talks about yehora and how bad it is to be show-off. But he says, "Adayin anu tzrichim lemoda'i." I still need the moda'i. Who's that? Rabbi Elazar moda'i. Omer, "Zakat romeim goy el Yisrael, dechtiv umikam chay Yisrael goy achav, bechesed lumim chatat, kol tzedakah v'chesed sha'akum osim chetu lahen, she'ein osim ela lecharef otanu bo." They're doing it to basically, what's the word? Lecharef, to disgrace us. Okay, Shenemar, how do we know this? Vayavovia, vayast var Hashem kasher diber, Ki chatatem la'Hashem v'lo shamatem b'kolo. This is the words of Nebuzaradan, if I remember correctly. And he says, it comes up in Yirmiyahu, it says, he says, there come, v'yas Hashem kasher diber, he's saying about the Jewish people. Hashem did like he said. Why? Ki chatatem la'Hashem v'lo shamatem b'kolo, v'yalachem adabar zeh, you deserve, right? You deserve what I'm doing to destroy you. Okay. So there you see that they're doing it l'charef and l'hityaher, right? Okay, and that's against them. Next, last answer, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana Omer, Na'ana Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana v'amar, it's actually not exactly the last, but it's the last of his students. Staka tiromem, here we have a totally different reading of the pasuk. Okay, until now we split it, right? Three words, right? Staka tiromem goy v'chesed l'mim chatat, now what does it say? Staka tiromem goy v'chesed, that's l'Yisrael. U'lumim chatat. Not that they get chatat for doing staka and chesed, that doesn't make any sense, right? It's lumim chatat. Amar lahem Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai l'tamidav, nir'in divrei Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana midvarai umidivreichem, lefi shehu noten staka v'chesed l'Yisrael, ula'akum chatat. Makes a lot more sense, right? We've been trying to pull teeth to try to figure out how staka of non-Jews could be a bad thing. It must be that that just doesn't relate to them. Now, there's one problem, and we'll finish off with this. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana said, what you said is better than my words and their words. But if you notice, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai said that. But Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai didn't ever give his own opinion, right? He says to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, what you said is better than what I said and what my students said. But he never said anything. So now they're going to have to answer that. Michlal dehunami amar, right? Sounds like he did. Maihi, where does he say? Detanya amar lahem Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, keshem shachatat mechaperet al Yisrael, kach tzakam mechaperet al umot ha'olam. This is obviously the answer that we would prefer, which is the whole, what does it mean, chatat? Chatat doesn't mean chet. Chatat means korban chatat. It's mechaper. And he actually, unfortunately, he doesn't stick with this, right? He accepts in the end Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana's answer. But the third way of reading this pasuk, I'll say third because there's really multiple ways of reading it, but the whole bunch of them fell into the first category, which is that tzedakah of the non-Jews is bad. Then we have Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana who says, it's not the tzedakah, they're just bad, and we're, our tzedakah and chesed make us good. And the third answer option is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai himself says that tzedakah and chesed make the Jews and the non-Jews, right? It's mechaper alehem. Okay, and that's how we read the pasuk. Okay. It's a nice way to end. Unfortunately, he himself rejected that answer. Oh, wow.